see now the predictability of your.
I knew
it was coming.
Yeah. I am predictable.
I'm ready. I was fortunate enough to become involved in the International Study of Principal Preparation, ISPP, we call it. We started about 4 years ago, met at ABRA in San Diego. And now it's a partnership that includes countries around the world, including Canada, England, Jamaica, Australia, Mexico, Scotland, South Africa, Tanzania, Turkey, and the U.S. And our study is to look at principals as they're beginning their work and asking what are the challenges they face and what are the implications of those challenges for educational administration preparation. It's really been exciting. One of the things we do is Illuminate conferences are a big part of our way of communicating. So every couple of months, Charlie Weber from Canada will call us together across the time zones, and we are able to have a voice-to-voice conversation through Illuminate. Really, I think a relatively simple tool, but revolutionary for this kind of work. I'd like to refer you to the studies that there was a special issue in the Journal of Educational Administration from 2008 that includes all of our studies. So definitely put that on your list of things to do is to read that section of the Journal of Educational Administration. One thing that has really helped me, and I think our project, ISPP, is Belmaps. And so I want to give a pitch for Belmaps because I've gone to two conferences now and planning to go to a third. This is the British conference that was in spots in England like Sheffield and Birmingham, and next year in Reading. And people like Alison Taysom and Philip Wood really personify the kind of people you meet there. It's a small conference. And an extraordinarily welcoming place. I mean, immediately you come in over 2 or 3 days, you have meals together, you talk about anything and everything. Last year they helped me to bring one of my doctoral students from a Mexican university to Belmas, and the reception she received when she presented her paper, I mean, you know, notable people in the field are in the audience and they're asking questions, but before their question they always say, We're so delighted you're here, and you have a very interesting project, and now my question. And so for that kind of interaction, I am grateful. And I thought, well, maybe I'm going just to meet people from England, but England, with its Commonwealth, draws people from all over the world and has allowed me to make connections with people from Russia, from South Africa. And now I've got someone's thesis in Pakistan is on its way for me to read. I never would have had any connection with Pakistan had it not been for the Belmas conference. And they have wonderful keynoters too, I should say. Bruce was one of their keynoters.
It just shows their level of standards. That's what it shows. You shouldn't have said that. That's the hindrance part.
So anyway, Belmas is the plus. Now, here's the problem I'd like to present to you that maybe you can help me with. But the problem I have is not international. It's really back home. And it's figuring out how I can, in some structured way, connect our students to these international opportunities. I find that our administrative preparation programs have so many requirements that there hardly seems, there's no space for travel. There's no space. In fact, even when I bring up things, I was talking to a doctoral group, and a few of my slides were in Spanish, which I thought would be a plus. I was talking about some doctoral programs in Mexico. Later on some feedback forms, people thought that was really a negative to have some of the material in Spanish. And you know, there are Latinos in this group. I mean, we're talking about a very diverse situation in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, and people are coming. They're second generation from all over the world. But to try to then say, oh, well, now let's go back and see what is the importance of Mexico to what's going on here now in Los Angeles, that's a hard sell. It's like they're just like two different fields. Like I'm talking about music to artists or something. I mean, it's, and so I'm trying to figure out how I can get more of an institutional and structural situation that makes this kind of international travel important to the people, and to get more international doctoral dissertations, more